Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy today with our high nearing 55. Rain showers are likely overnight tonight, cloudy with a low around 44. Partly sunny with a high of 55 into Friday and staying cloudy with a low around 37 into Friday night. Partly sunny 59 into Saturday, then a chance for some rain showers and thunderstorms Saturday night with a low around 49. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting up to 35. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 54 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tong. Just after 11 o'clock Tuesday night in Cali County, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2011 Ford F-150 driven by Audrey N.L. Yingling, 23 of Winfield, was northbound in the parking lot at 902 Main Street and struck two pedestrians and then left the scene. EMS did transport the pedestrians identified as 30-year-old Megan E.I. Hipshire of Burden and a child to Wesley Medical Center. Police did arrest Yingling. She remains in custody in Cali County, according to online jail records. According to the Kansas Geological Survey, there was a 3.5 magnitude earthquake centered about 4 miles east of Assyria in southern Saline County at about 2 miles deep around 5:45 this morning. Social media posts show that the earthquake was felt as far south as north of Canton in McPherson County. Just after 7 a.m., the Saline County Sheriff's Office reported no calls about the quake. No damage or injuries have also been reported. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com. No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request the personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
On December 18th, the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigations Division conducted an investigation into child sex crimes and arrested Craig H. Miller, 39, of Topeka. Miller was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections on requested charges that include electronic solicitation of a child, promote obscenity to minors, attempted sexual exploitation of a child, and attempted criminal sodomy with a child. According to Allen County Undersheriff Darren Kellerman, around 1:30 Monday afternoon, a vehicle driven by a 58-year-old woman from Humboldt was traveling south of Iola when it crossed the center line before slowly drifting back to the driving lane and off the road. The vehicle, traveling at an estimated 40 to 45 miles per hour, struck a road sign, launched over a culvert driveway embankment, and struck a utility pole. Investigators did determine that the driver was inhaling potentially toxic fumes while driving. Inhaling abuse or huffing is always extremely dangerous. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. A Hastings woman suffered minor injuries after she drove her vehicle into a business yesterday. Around 12:04 in the afternoon, officers responded to Nebraska Eye Care, located at 220 South Burlington Avenue, for a vehicle versus building crash. A 69-year-old Hastings woman hit the gas instead of the brake, driving into the eye clinic. She said the woman suffered minor injuries but was taken to Mary Lanning Healthcare to get checked out. The building did suffer extensive damage, with the business sharing a message on Facebook that it will be closed temporarily. Governor Jim Pillen's administration has decided that Nebraska won't be participating in a new national child nutrition program that could have delivered an estimated $18 million in grocery buying benefits next summer to kids and their families. The decision comes despite a months-long effort by food banks and other advocates to persuade the governor to opt into the summer EBT program. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stackline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Progress reported in a mediation dispute with several area school districts and Prairie Hills USD 113 regarding district boundaries. Representatives met earlier this month with an appointed mediator through the Kansas State Board of Education and reportedly reached an agreement in principle to transfer a portion of land from USD 113 to USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, which was then unanimously approved by those respective boards. Negotiations with Nemahal Central USD 115 and Jackson Heights USD 335 ongoing and not resolved at this time. Washington Playground Committee is working with the City Council on a new project. Final designs not yet been selected. The committee is working to finalize proposals to present to Council for a decision by February. Estimated cost for a new structure with accessibility features, including poured-in-place safety surfacing, is projected between $400,000 and $500,000. They are focused on preserving the history of Munchkinland, the current playground, saving existing pieces that could be repurposed, while creating an updated, modern, and more accessible structure with minimal maintenance and a longer lifespan. Some aspects will be kept, including the existing donor wall, flagpole, yellow brick road, and shelter houses. Several projects are in the works to assist with funding, including grant opportunities, and the committee will work on other fundraising options as well. Donations are being accepted for the Washington Playground Project. They're tax-deductible and can be made out to the City of Washington. Please include playground in the memo or designation line. All donations will be deposited into the playground fund with a receipt and monthly reports. For details, contact Washington City Hall. Concerns with law enforcement pay in Pawnee County continue, with several residents commenting at a recent county commissioners meeting. Two deputies have indicated they will resign after the first of the year unless salaries are raised. The Pawnee City Mayor was among those attending and asked how commissioners will respond to the requests. The sheriff was also in attendance and is working with commissioners to reach an agreement regarding changes in salary and policies. They met in executive session for nearly an hour. Pawnee County Clerk Candy Nicholas informed commissioners she will resign her position effective March 1st. The Marysville man, 47-year-old Travis Dwayne Edwards, faces charges of aggravated battery and interference with law enforcement with a legal complaint of second-degree murder in connection with an April 5th traffic accident near Emporia. Kansas Highway Patrol says Edwards went left of center and struck a vehicle, which in turn rotated and struck another semi. Edwards continued, striking two other vehicles, both of those drivers listed as fatalities in the accident. Initial charges of suspicion of first-degree murder were modified. An injury accident was reported Monday afternoon in Gage County as two vehicles collided at a U.S. 36 intersection in Cortland around 3:30 p.m. Both vehicles were totaled, one driver transported to a Lincoln hospital, the other taken for medical treatment by a family member. Denise E. DeConing, age 65, of rural Pawnee City, passed away December 18th. Celebration of Life luncheon is planned Friday, 11 a.m., Summerfield Community Center, with the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Denise DeConing.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Rain showers are likely overnight tonight, cloudy with the lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then mostly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s, south winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms into Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Rain showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain showers will continue Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Showers continue into Monday as well, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. And more rain over Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 42, record high on this date 66. The average low 21 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:43. Sunset this evening at 5:07.
The winter solstice occurs today, ushering in a season that grows shorter every year. We have the details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 21st, the 355th day of the year. Actor Samuel L. Jackson has a birthday, and on this day in 1620, pilgrims aboard the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. The solstice and the official arrival of winter occurs around 10:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. Not your favorite season? Here's some good news. Winter is growing shorter every year. Because of subtle variations in the Earth's orbit, winter in the Northern Hemisphere is 89 days, while summer is 93 and a half days. In about 500 years, winter will be a full 5 days shorter than summer. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean less winter weather. The shift is in astronomical, not meteorological seasons. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the seasons online at almanac.com.
Support small business all year long with this deal from The Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and receive two $25 gift cards free. Sale running from the 19th until the 22nd. This is one deal you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth from The Wagon Wheel in Marysville.
KNDY.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. Hunter Renfro and the Kansas City Royals finalized a $13 million two-year contract Tuesday, filling the biggest offensive hole for a club that's heavily in free agency. From worst hitting outfielder who turns 32 next month will get a $5.5 million salary from Kansas City for the upcoming season. Renfro's deal also includes a $7.5 million player option for 2025 with a $1 million buyout. Players on the rosters for the Wichita State and Kansas State men's basketball teams are heading into tonight's matchup in Kansas City, Missouri at T-Mobile Center, looking to pick up a quality non-conference win and then begin to build momentum heading into conference play. Wrapping up the non-conference with their toughest challenge. Mid-American Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
While the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Wednesday, KU Athletics announced that for the second straight year, the university's ticket allotment for the Jayhawks bowl game has sold out. Last season, there was a sense that KU was happy to play beyond the regular season. This season, however, brought higher expectations and saw the Jayhawks overcome adversity with injuries to finish the regular season with an 8-4 record, a two-game improvement from last season's breakthrough. The Jayhawks take the field next Tuesday against UNLV in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix. Kickoff is set for 9 p.m. December 26th. On ESPN. Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame member Ed Buddy has died at the age of 83 of natural causes. The former left guard played for Kansas City for 14 years from 1963 to 1976. Buddy's daughter confirmed her father died peacefully in his sleep Tuesday morning. Buddy helped the Chiefs win two American Football League championships in 66 and 69 and the team's first Super Bowl in 1970 with Hall of Fame quarterback Lynn Dawson. Mid-American Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Stay up to date with the high school girls and boys basketball programs as we interview the coaches each week. Our Coach's Corner follows evening sports at around 5:20. And we highlight Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner on KNDY airs each evening around 5:20.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's a lot. Oh, my goodness! A step over his head!
Three-point try again. That one slipped.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and-one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Christmas is a busy season for Rob and his wife, Joyce. They usually have hundreds of people walking around their front yard each November and December, and they'll often be baking about 2,000 to 3,000 cookies each weekend. It's an inspiring story that brings plenty of people to rural Iowa each season. And the story's next on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Since 1995, Rob Scheitler has put up quite a display of lights and more in his front yard for Christmas. For several years, people would simply drive by Rob's farm in the country to see the lights, but he always wanted people to experience the displays up close.
Probably 8 years ago, the idea of putting in walking paths came to be.
So people park on the opposite side of the gravel road and literally walk past through Rob's yard. Yes, this is the home where he lives, and if Rob is not outside greeting guests, he's usually inside with his wife working on another major project.
What if we turned our garage into a bake shop? And so we did, and it was a hit. For the last 3 years, every Friday and Saturday night, our garage turns into the Scheitler Bake Shop.
Rob and his wife make about 2,000 to 3,000 cookies each holiday weekend. They've never charged admission to see the lighted displays.
We always had people come to our front door and want to give us money, and we refused. And it got to the point people kept coming and kept coming. And so my wife, Joyce, said, if they're going to come to the door and want to hand us money, then we're going to do this as a charity.
In 2012, they began raising money for the Christian Needs Center in Lamar's. In 10 years' time, they raised over $130,000. Today, money is raised for the Lamar's Community Fire Department and Wet Nose, a local pet rescue organization. Each year, there are literally hundreds of people walking through Rob's front yard from around Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. And one has to wonder if there's ever a time when Rob perhaps wants a silent night, so to speak, and quietly enjoy Christmas for an evening.
If it was my way, we'd do this year-round. But, you know, it comes to a time where it's time to take it all down and put it away for another year.
And many do come each year down a gravel road about 5 miles outside of town to see a magical light display that Rob and his family share with people each year. Traveling the countryside near Lamar's, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
Experience the magic at the Knights of Lights Festival. Stroll through a Renaissance wonderland with lights, shopping, food, music, and entertainment. Visits with Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Barbie the Christmas Elf. Weekends through December 31st at the Renaissance Festival grounds, Bonner Springs. Info at caseyrenfest.com.
Plant a living Christmas tree and enjoy it for years to come. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With some advanced planning and preparation, your holiday memories will live on as the tree grows when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In our family, Christmas is officially over when the tree comes down. It's sad because we kind of get attached to the tree, and it's a shame to toss it out. Joe Lample is the host and executive producer of the show Growing a Greener World, which airs on public television. He says one way to enjoy Christmas tree beauty year-round is to plant it in the yard after the holidays. Do your homework to find an evergreen from a local nursery that will grow well in your area. Check to be sure it's healthy and has a good root system. When you get it home, Lample says don't bring it immediately into the house. It needs to be acclimated for a few days.
Put it in a sheltered area outside of your house, perhaps a garage or a carport, where it's not in direct exposure to wind. Make sure that it's watered so the roots have a chance to take up more moisture. The more that tree can have access to water prior to going in the house, the better it will do once it's in the house.
The less time a living Christmas tree spends inside, the better. It shouldn't be in the house for more than a week. When you're ready to move it back outside, Lample says to reacclimate it the same way you did before bringing it inside. Then, plant the tree in the ground.
If you dig the hole in advance, if it's frozen ground, you've gotten a head start on that. But maybe the ground isn't frozen when you buy your tree and you dig the hole then, and that's an ideal time to do it if possible because you have the root ball there to know how deep you need to make the hole. Only as deep as the root ball, but 2 to 3 times as wide.
Be sure to give your newly planted tree plenty of water to keep the roots moist and add mulch over the top. If the ground is frozen and there's no way you'll be digging a planting hole, Lample says it's okay to wait until you can get to it. The tree should be fine as long as it's in a protected area and isn't allowed to dry out. Learn more about living Christmas trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Down Under version of sustainability for food and agriculture. Next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Sustainable agriculture is an international goal. Australia, for instance, has established a 17-point plan called the Australian Agricultural Sustainability Framework. Richard Heath is executive director of the Australian Farm Institute.
We are avoiding prescriptive, narrow definitions of what sustainability is and focusing on the outcomes of what sustainable practices deliver. We've done that very deliberately because we need this framework to be able to be reported against by anyone using any practice in any sector in Australia.
One obstacle to achieving sustainability is what Heath calls hostile soils. So while no-till or minimum tillage of the soil is a more sustainable practice in most of the world, Heath says aggressive tillage is sometimes needed in Australia to spur production.
The ability to engineer the soil essentially to correct those constraints has led to, in many cases, the ability to double yields. To literally double yields. It has been absolutely transformational.
Tomorrow, aquaculture's contribution to sustainability. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Give yourself a Christmas gift this year with a new career opportunity, Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. Even Santa can't beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour. $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift. Plus 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, Christmas bonus, all-inclusive medical, paid time off, holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
There's a resolution against COP28. Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. One Nebraska congressman is not happy with some of the ideas coming out of the recent COP28 event in Dubai. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization released a memo wanting the Western Hemisphere to eat less red meat. Representative Mike Flood of Nebraska introduced a resolution in the House pushing back against that idea.
I thought, the global elitists are up to it again. When you live in Nebraska and you hear what's coming out of Dubai, it's so nonsensical. Your first reaction is, who are these people and where do they come from? We don't push back when this stuff is said. You never know who buys into this garbage and all of this stuff going on in Dubai with all the world leaders. They're serving big, juicy, fat hamburgers at the conference, which I think is fantastic. But yet, they want to reduce beef consumption in the name of climate change.
He says farmers and ranchers are the best environmentalists in the world.
The true environmentalists are actually the farmers and ranchers that live and work in places like Nebraska in the middle of our country. We have more invested in the future health of the land that we work and the ecosystem that we contribute to. But one of the things that I think has gone completely off the rails is this idea that if we get rid of beef, that somehow the world's going to be better off. And the reality is there's a lot of places in this world that won't be fed if beef producers are on the sidelines.
Beef is the most efficient way to deliver protein to hungry people around the world. Flood says even other commodity groups recognize that.
You know, it only takes 3 ounces of beef to deliver the same amount of protein in 3 cups of quinoa. It's one of the most efficient ways to deliver protein. In our beef state, cattle are a critical part of the Golden Triangle that's supplying clean ethanol fuel around the world. I just met with a bunch of biofuels folks this morning, and they were reacting to this and just shaking their heads about what a disaster it would be if this actually got any traction. And the support that I'm getting from my colleagues in the House has been tremendous.
He's also expecting a similar resolution to be introduced in the Senate.
12 Days of Christmas is here, and nobody does it better than Rusty at Ford. Now through Christmas, get up to 12% off MSRP of any new Ford, and up to 12 weeks of no payments with your new vehicle purchase. Plus, pick from hundreds of our pre-owned vehicles and pay just $12 down. $12 down! All of this, and we're not done. Choose an ornament from our tree and find an exciting gift inside with every vehicle purchased. Hurry, Christmas only comes once a year, and so do these deals only at Rusty Eck Ford.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, $12 down with approved credit up to 12% off MSRP, STK number 23T512, MSRP 61,230, sale price $53,882 after rebates with Ford credit financing. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers cannot be combined, subject to prior sale, expires 12/20.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Happens everywhere, and even around our food supply. Fear of farming practices and food label claims are beating us up on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Representation of our food supply is becoming the bully on the playground. Marketing labels and misinformation are making us feel guilty about our food choices. Farmers are being shamed over their farming practices, leading to distrust. Neuroscience and psychology shows our brains are being manipulated and instilling a cycle of fear. Michelle Payne has a podcast and new book called Food Bullying: How to Avoid Buying BS. She says positioning one food as superior to another is at the heart of food bullying. Why is this happening? People are disconnected from the farm.
They still trust farmers, but they don't trust the practices of farming. So with the disconnect comes distrust, and with the distrust comes more fear, and the bullies leverage that fear. For example, people want the perfect story of food. There is no perfect story of food. There's no perfect way to farm, just as there's no right food.
People have the right to ask questions. The challenge is to help them understand how food is raised and how to decipher fact from fiction.
Helping people know the science, know the source, or know the system is the recommendation that I make in food bullying so that they can critically evaluate those claims that are out there. At the same time, I would strongly suggest that farmers work to provide context to the practices that they use on farm. And by context, I mean explaining the why behind why we do what we do.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about food bullying and what to do about it at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
There's a resolution against COP28. Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. One Nebraska congressman is not happy with some of the ideas coming out of the recent COP28 event in Dubai. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization released a memo wanting the Western Hemisphere to eat less red meat. Representative Mike Flood of Nebraska introduced a resolution in the House pushing back against that idea.
I thought, well, the global elitists are up to it again. When you live in Nebraska and you hear what's coming out of Dubai, it's so nonsensical. Your first reaction is, who are these people and where do they come from? We don't push back when this stuff is said. You never know who buys into this garbage and all of this stuff going on in Dubai with all the world leaders. They're serving big, juicy, fat hamburgers at the conference, which I think is fantastic. But yet they want to reduce beef consumption in the name of climate change.
He says farmers and ranchers are the best environmentalists in the world.
The true environmentalists are actually the farmers and ranchers that live and work in places like Nebraska in the middle of our country. We have more invested in the future health of the land that we work and the ecosystem that we contribute to. But one of the things that I think has gone completely off the rails is this idea that if we get rid of beef, that somehow the world's going to be better off. And the reality is there's a lot of places in this world that won't be fed if beef producers are on the sidelines.
Beef is the most efficient way to deliver protein to hungry people around the world. Flood says even other commodity groups recognize that.
You know, it only takes 3 ounces of beef to deliver the same amount of protein in 3 cups of quinoa. It's one of the most efficient ways to deliver protein. In our beef state, cattle are a critical part of the Golden Triangle that's supplying clean ethanol fuel around the world. I just met with a bunch of biofuels folks this morning, and they were reacting to this and just shaking their heads about what a disaster it would be if this actually got any traction. And the support that I'm getting from my colleagues in the House has been tremendous.
He's also expecting a similar resolution to be introduced in the Senate.
12 days of Christmas is here, and nobody does it better than Rusty Eck Ford. Now through Christmas, get up to 12% off MSRP of any new Ford, and up to 12 weeks of no payments with your new vehicle purchase. Plus, pick from hundreds of our pre-owned vehicles and pay just $12 down. $12 down! All of this, and we're not done. Choose an ornament from our tree and find an exciting gift inside with every vehicle purchased. Hurry, Christmas only comes once a year, and so do these deals only at Rusty Eck Ford.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, $12 down with approved credit up to 12% off MSRP, STK number 23T512, MSRP 61,230, sale price $53,882 after rebates with Ford credit financing. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers cannot be combined, subject to prior sale, expires 12-4.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. As we move into the colder months, many people may be purchasing firewood to heat up their homes. Kansas Forest Service Forest Health Coordinator Ryan Rastock shares information on what people should think about when buying firewood and moving it. He begins by explaining why moving firewood over far distances is a bad idea.
Firewood is one of those things that a lot of tree pests, insects, and pathogens can kind of harbor those things. And so the further we move them around and the more we move firewood around, it sets the stage for those things to emerge and then maybe establish and harm or the health or even the longevity or the lifespan of our trees. So we tend to say burn it where you buy it or burn it where you cut it, because the longer distances you move that wood, the more likely you are to introduce something that you don't want. Now, not in all small cases, but, you know, in some, for example, something like emerald ash borer, if you're moving ash wood, you know, that is a pretty big deal and can cause major infestations and a lot of tree mortality. And there are just things out there we're not even aware of yet. And so keeping that firewood as local as possible really kind of can contain potential outbreaks of things, pests and pathogens.
Rastock discusses the possible concerns that can come from bringing firewood home from vacation.
There's an array of insects that we have not yet detected here in Kansas that can travel in firewood, namely things like Asian longhorn beetle and things of that nature. And so they're living inside of that wood. And so, you know, if you're bringing in firewood from another state, say you go camping in Michigan or something, but you live in Manhattan, you go up there and, you know, you get firewood, buy firewood, cut firewood, and you don't burn it all and you bring it down here, you are potentially introducing things from that area into here and vice versa, taking our wood and moving it over there. And so really that's a big concern. And we do see it getting moved around quite a bit at campsites and stuff like that. And you'll even see at campsites, you know, don't move firewood signs and things like that.
He shares how people can identify if there is something in their firewood.
If you see emergence holes or tunneling, or oftentimes you'll see dust or frass, basically bug poop, insect poop, kind of being pitched out of the firewood. If you see little bits of dust kind of forming, then there's something in there feeding. And, you know, oftentimes it's just a native insect that you don't need to worry about. But depending on the type of wood it is, if you're seeing, you know, emergence holes and the dust and all this kind of stuff, or tunneling when the bark comes off, then there's insects in there. And wherever you take that, and if they're still in there, then they're going to emerge and then be wherever you take it.
That was Kansas Forest Service Forest Health Coordinator Ryan Rastock on the concerns of moving firewood over county and state lines. Rastock says to burn it where you buy it. Find more information on this topic at www.don'tmovefirewood.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. America's original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.